for the purpose, critique, review, education, positive critiquing, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
It's the Nerdlings Podcast on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network, and this is our Labor Day music, working man, working woman, working for the weekend situation.
And if you're not born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you'll be working when you're in your 70s, because that's just the way it's going. So enjoy this podcast.
So the first song I want to kick it off with, we're down to, I want it to be 98 degrees, 99. We're still like maybe 10 days away. This is the hottest summer I've ever experienced. I've been here 9 years now. You've been here how many years?
Six. The only thing last year was we had more consecutive 100 plus 10 days in a row last year.
Ever.
So this has been probably the hottest one, but that was the dirty one. I'm looking at this song you got here.
Well, it's
bizarre. It's
Paul McCartney's new song. It's called Foo Fa Fa You.
Foo You.
F-U-H Foo You.
Foo You.
I want to say Foo You to the hot temperatures to get this started.
Yes.
So here's Paul McCartney's new one.
Come on, baby, now. Let me look at you. Talk about yourself. Try to tell the truth. I could stay up half the night trying to crack your code. I could stay up half the night, but I'd rather hit the road. On the night that I met you, I was on the town. On the night that I met you, I just wanna know.
McCartney, that's going to be coming from his new album called Egyptian Station, due out September 7th.
Wow, what a video. But that makes reminds you of life. It's like you can forgive people, but you need somebody once in to remind you, to remind you how somebody fucked you over and talked behind your back. So you'll forgive you, but you still want to fool you one way or the other, because, you know, you're not an ass and you don't want to be treated like one. They just take your kindness for weakness. So that's and a good song.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a good song.
Fool you.
Fool you, hot weather. Yeah. Paul McCartney, 78. You know, that's, I can see why the FM, you know, I would love to do a podcast just slamming the FM radio programmers who don't play songs. Because I hope this might become a regular of what we're doing here, because I want something that's going to be putting the songs that aren't played on FM. It's nice to see they finally quit playing Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I'm so sick of that song, you know. So what's going to be your choice getting into our Labor Day music choice here?
Flashdance, Irene Cara, because when you pull the chain after working all week in a factory, that's got to suck. You just want to cool off and dance and express yourself.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel.
I'm going to hit you with a trivia question. What kids show did Irene Cara get started on? We did it as a podcast. The topic was PBS way back in the ancient days.
Sesame Street.
No.
Electric Company?
Yes.
Had to be one of the two.
She was one of the Electric Company kids.
Oh, wow.
In which she even sang on the show. You know, eventually it's like, hey, she's too talented. Let's get her to do some flash dancing. All right, so we're going to throw some little country in here, but it's not going to be that whiny-ass country, the twanging and stuff. I'm throwing in next for the working man, Alabama 40-Hour Week.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sales. For the one who fights the fires, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning. In the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, wheatfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Miss Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. Or the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you.
Alabama, 40-hour week. Now, I probably exposed you to a lot of country music you've never seen, exposed before. What's your take on that one?
My friend Keith Hickman loved Alabama, so he's a singer. He's got a following in South Jersey and Carolinas. He's doing pretty solid for himself, so he makes a living. So I've seen him sing this, and he's introduced me to this back in high school. So
I just love that song because it hits on every specter.
And I love the fact that they've covered every nationality almost in that, which is good because Alabama are country people.
Yeah.
And you would think they're not.
And it's about the music because you know they are not a bunch of pretty boys.
Exactly. Or prejudiced.
Not at all. All right, so what's your next choice into our Labor Day?
Let's go Lover Boy, Working for the Weekend.
Ooh, good one. Awesome. Yes, yes.
Looking at you. Oh, everyone's wondering.
everybody's favorite Canadian rock band, Loverboy. And
you're up next.
Here's my story. When I first moved here to Vegas, after about a year, a friend of mine won tickets to go see Loverboy, free in concert. It was down at the casino just a little bit north of Fremont Street, off down the freeway.
Jerry's Nugget?
No, can't remember. It's not important. But here's the thing. It was middle of summer. It was August, maybe like where we are right in about now. It's about 104 degrees out. The air's muggy. There's no wind. These guys got out and rocked the best they could.
Wow.
Cheers to them in motivation and dedication for still doing what they're doing.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I got my next pick, Donna Summer. She works hard for the money. I love this music video. I don't know what it was, but at the time when this came out, for some reason I had a crush on Donna Summer. I don't know, can't explain it.
She was in it. They used there was another movie they used her song for. Oh my gosh, it was about when they were stealing, turning over hot merchandise. I forget the name of the fucking movie now. Anyway, it was about the same time. Boom, 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 boom. And she had another song. I forget the name of it, man. But she's amazing, amazing.
She's
artist.
Amazing. It's a shame she passed away, because we did feature one of her songs that she covered, the Springsteen song that he wrote for her, Projection, way back. Another throwback from the podcast. So here's Donna Summer. She works hard for the money because she's one of the ladies.
Thank you.
a guy. She works hard for the money, and the guy got stopped. Welcome home.
Donna Summer. I mean, I remember now why I had a crush on her, because that song came out in 1983. There was a girl who looked just like her. I remember in my health class in high school. For some reason, I had a crush on her because she was one of those girls who was just out of reach. Never, barely, just zing, zang, zom,
Were they ever out of reach, or we didn't have the courage to ask them as nerds?
I think it was the courage.
Yes,
no courage
we still
as the
have
nerd,
that.
You know?
Nowadays, you just walk up, talk, whatever happens, chop dice thrice, because we've been through a lot.
And she looked like Donna. I'm trying to remember her name, so maybe the next podcast
and she
I'll
was
have
maybe
it.
Waiting home for you to ask her to the dance, and you never did.
Never
like
did.
Me. Never asked them.
Well, if I can recall her name, it'd be fun to Google. I don't know. Anyway. She works hard for the money. Donna Summer looked like that girl. That's why I had a crush on Donna Summer.
Next song for me is Hot Child in the City.
Hot Child in the City.
I love that song because it is hot in Vegas.
Danger in the shape of something wild. Dressed in black, she's a hungry child. No one knows who she is or what her name is. I don't know where she came from or what her game is. Hot child in the city. Hot child.
Underage kids, but if you're fucking in your city working hard, you deserve a little mind escape. Check this out on
Nick Gilder, she's a woman. Song is an ode to Runaway in the album City. I'm reading this from the YouTube page. It was written and recorded by her. It went to number one in the United States and Canada back in fall of 1978. It was their one and only singer. It was a kind of that glam rock period of times. I remember when that came out, the whole roller derby disco thing. I was in fifth grade at that time.
Everybody wanted to be in California. It was like the hot thing to see all this. Scott Baio on his skateboard in the movie Foxes and all kinds of crazy shit.
All right, so my next one for the working man, working woman, working anybody, Huey Lewis in the news. What else? Working for a living.
At least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Hey, I'm not complaining, cause I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
What else? You can't have a Labor Day music special without playing Huey Lewis in the News, Working for a Living.
I think that's every man's working song. I was going to say, my next one is... I got to say this.
Grease Monkey, ex-junkie, winner of a fight. Taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. I got to say about this video. That was when MTV was golden, you know. And it, you look at that video, it's a tight song. That's why it was good for FM 238 in the time frame. But if you look at it, whoever did their makeup for the music video, every one of them has the same blush and rouge on just to give them a little color because they got these bright colored shirts on. And, you know, it's hilarious.
Let's keep it for my next one, retrospect 80s, City. You Belong to the City.
Ah, You Belong to the City by Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey. Oh, cool. My gosh. Right. Eagles. How can I forget Glenn Frey?
Thank you.
Wow, you can see in the background right there, Glenn Frey, you see the World Trade Centers, man.
Isn't that trippy?
Check that out. That's amazing, man.
You know, I mean, that song was 1985. I remember they pounded and played that to death every morning in 1985 on Z100. Such a, I mean, there's nothing, you kind of felt like that saxophone getting up in the morning for that first cup of hot chocolate or coffee or mix them together, mocha, you know. All right, my next choice is going to be Brooks and Dunn, Hard Working Man.
Oh, nice.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. I can't wait to get up in the morning and do it all over again. Well, I'm a hard living, hard working man.
Shot in front of Ted Binion's Binion's Horseshoe, downtown.
Fremont Street. Okay, so what I always consider, I got into country music, I was persuaded from the girl I was dating at the time. That was like...
Was that the girl from the cruise?
No.
Pre-girl from the cruise.
This would be 1992, 91. This is when Hall & Oates was kind of starting to fall out of flavor for FM radio. Well, country music was coming in, so you kind of had Brooks and Dunn. So I always kind of jokingly refer to as Brooks and Dunn. They are the country man's Hall & Oates.
I love that. That is sweet because they're all good meshed together.
They're all good all good talent. I've seen Brooks and Dunn. I've seen Hall & Oates. Now, you know that TV show? I'm pretty sure he still does it. Let's throw this out there to see if they pick it up or if the powers that be in podcast world get a word to somebody. Daryl Hall has that TV show that he does, Daryl's House.
I didn't know that.
It's been going on for maybe a decade where he'll invite musicians over.
Oh, I remember. It's on MTV or VH1 or
VH1,
something.
VH1, okay, I think it is. Yeah. I watched one recently. Yeah, it was with Darryl's Sammy House. Hagar.
Oh.
And they do each other's songs, and it does so well. I don't want just Daryl Hall. I want Daryl Hall, John Oates, and Brooks and Dunn together. I would love to see them exchange doing some of the other songs together.
Well, that's like that DJ you found, DJ Mesh. That'd be beautiful to lay tracks on each other to see how close they are.
And I mean, you know, hey, Hall & Oates, Brooks & Dunn is always right here over at Caesar's Palace. You should both drop in one evening, and you need to tape a concert and release it together.
You could always see Reba for a little fun.
Yeah, oh, gotta love the Reba. That's where I think Bugs Bunny got the Reba, or,
Andale, andale,
what's
Reba.
What's his name? The Looney Tunes character. Reba, Reba, andale, andale.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Si, si, pussigato, okay. Yeah. Okay, anyway, Speedy Gonzales. Speedy Gonzales likes my sister. Speedy Gonzales likes everybody's sister.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's Brooks and Dunn. Okay, what's your next one? Or do you have one?
Oh, I have one, all right. Madonna, Hollywood, because we all get a little twisted.
Hollywood or Holiday?
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
You think about it, that's, if you look at her, everything she went through, that's try to make it, it's got to be the hardest thing in the world, because, and she's looking like, you hear the birds chirp, like everything's nice, mm-hmm. like another day, yeah.
Just another day.
You just sold your soul at night to try to get it, to get somewhere in the nine-digit
And that was
code.
About 96?
Yeah, 95, okay. 96, I'm going to say.
I noticed that there's a lot of backwards reverse of the videotape things moving, you know, what they do with the boomerang thing on Instagram, I think it is. I don't do any of that stuff, but it's kind of like Madonna was doing that in mainstream before
it was
before
popular.
We picked it up in 2005. Okay, so one more song to get us out of this Labor Day weekend.
And what is that going to be?
Shania Twain's Honey, I'm Home.
Wow, Shania Twain.
Stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a penny. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey.
Shania Twain, she changed the 90s. She kind of brought it to pop cult, pop country, crossed over again. I mean, okay, admittedly, there was another girl who I had a major crush on. Kind of out of my league, kind of had of my league, but she just wouldn't, I'm going to say her name. Her name was Leah. Leah Legal.
Leah Legal.
She lives back in Oregon. I'm not going to say the town because she lives in a small town. But I had a crush on her so bad, and then Shania Twain comes along and just made it that much worse.
And that concludes your broadcast Labor Day podcast.
Rewind the podcast and play it again Monday on your picnics. Have a good weekend.